met at school and came from a similar background. We were Asian girls with strict boundaries. We would go to Wimbledon Common in the afternoons and puff away on our fags, then brush our teeth and go home.
Girlies by Sudha Butcher and Shaheen Khan. Episode 1.
He'd stop leaning on me, alcoholic, shoving those flowers right up my nose. You know I'm allergic.
Oh, sorry, darling.
Tut-tut, lunchtime drinking, Jabina, I don't know. You drink when you're unemployed, you drink when you're successful.
Stop sneezing, Sonal. The nurses will think you've got a cold. They won't let us see the baby. As it is, it's like Fort Knox trying to get in.
Well, it is a neonatal unit, Tula. They have to be careful.
We've come to see Vinita O'Meridian.
There's a lady in there already.
Oh, it must be her aunt.
Oh, Grove must say. It's only two visitors at a time, I'm afraid. You'll have to take it in turns.
Well, where are her sisters?
All of you?
Yes.
Well, all right. But she's trying to get the baby to latch on, so...
We won't stay long.
Follow me.
How's the baby doing?
Oh, she's doing really well. Putting on the weight off the drips.
Right.
As soon as Mrs. O'Meridian can get the breastfeeding going, they can both go home.
Now in Finney, she'll stay here as long as she can.
Yes, well, she'll have her hands full when she gets home. That boy of hers is quite a lad.
So you've met Karen, huh?
She's in here. Your sisters are here, Vinita.
Sisters?
Hi.
Oh, hello.
Oh, look, baby O'Meridian's latched on well.
It's been a bit of a struggle. She seems so weak.
She's doing well for 5 weeks premature, baby. You've got to be committed if you want to breastfeed, Vinita. All right, then. You buzz if you need me.
Congratulations,
Vinita.
You've got your little girl,
huh?
Just what you wanted.
She's tiny.
What an image of you, Vinita.
Selena,
what a surprise. Kim has
had a baby.
Yes.
I'm visiting. What's so surprising?
Nothing. I was trying to organise for us all to come together. I did phone you, but you were constantly engaged.
Well, but you girls too.
It's all right. It's not a race. So, Vinny, easy-peasy birth, I hear. No tears, no episiotomy.
4.5 months.
Oh. 2 bags of sugar must have just popped out.
Yeah, I popped in less than 2 hours.
The advantages of having a premature baby, yeah? Raj and Rohan were both over 10 pounds. I was stitched front to back.
Oh, so, no, don't start about your rectal stitches, please.
You've had 2 caesareans, Jabeen. What would you know about natural birth, huh? Your private parts are still intact.
I'm sure Vinny would have preferred stitches and a healthy full-term baby rather than going through what she's had to in the last week.
Sorry, you know what it's like. It's cathartic to air your birth stories.
I wouldn't know.
Yeah, that's competition to say you suffered the most.
And Sonal's definitely in the lead. Mm-hmm. Vinny, on the other hand, wins the Earth Mother.
Hardly. I'm exhausted.
It's surprising. You've had a major trauma.
Yeah, Ali and I have been worried sick.
Oh, poor you.
Jabeen, don't poor you when you haven't even asked Vinny how she is.
Samina, we do know what she's been through.
None of you saw the baby. Only 2 days ago, it was being fed intravenously. Drips and tubes everywhere.
They have been phoning the hospital every day.
The baby's out of danger now.
So now it's all right to make light of her experience.
Oh, I'm fine, Samina. The baby's going to be fine. I'd rather have a laugh than dwell on the last few days.
You four, I'll never understand how you operate.
That's because that's the girl who's a picture and you're such a nice person, Samina. You should know that by now.
I'd better go. There are too many of us in here anyway.
You can't. We've got a double celebration to toast. Jabeen, open that champagne you nicked.
Oh, Beanie, you're so juvenile. Where's the problem?
Hey, what's going on in the outside world? Samina, your famous actress stroke writer sister has only gone and won a Merton Council Award for her book.
500 quid?
Well, not the one about our children. What's it called?
The Rainbow Children.
Oh, highly imaginative.
Oh, no.
You might as well have called it The United Colours of Benetton.
Thank you. None of the children's storybooks reflect our kids' lives. They either show a white family or the PC ones show Mr. and Mrs. Singh with a turban on.
It's true, Sonal. They hardly ever have kids from mixed marriages. I'm going to bask in their reflected glory. Pass a blast.
Here, sorry about the plastic cups.
I've already made my children's school order 5 copies. Jade and Amber are getting ready to sign autographs.
So now you're going to drink to my minor celebrity status.
Yeah, our kids should get royalties, huh? You haven't even bothered to fictionalise their names.
Oh, Karen's completely deluded. He really believes he's a bloody half Gujarati, half Nigerian prince. Right, enough of the book. Let's raise our plastic cups to our new half Gujarati, half Nigerian princess.
Yes.
Cheers.
Cheers. So are you going to give your baby an African name this time, or is poor Ali going to have to bear down to your aunt again?
Oh, Massey's already taken the baby's vital statistics to the pundit Mahal. Well, according to him, she's got an unusual configuration of planets, very little.
Oh.
Unfortunately, though, her name has to start with the letter F.
In hell.
Cheers.
Oh, we were just watching the baby's head. Would you like some champagne?
No, I'm on a 12-hour shift.
Oh, sorry.
Has the baby been winded yet?
No, she's fallen asleep.
What with this racket?
I'll take her.
There you go.
Wakey, wakey. You got to feed if you want to put on weight. Lovely, good girl. Now, let's put you on the other breast before Mummy gets engorged.
There you go.
No, you've got to put the whole nipple in. Didn't you breastfeed your boy?
Yeah, it was 6 years ago, though.
Here, let me do it.
Ouch.
Good, good. Now, girls, mother and baby need peace and quiet. So don't be too long.
Don't worry, we're leaving shortly. This is so painful. I'm too scared to tell her. I just want to bottle feed.
Jimmy, I mean, being premature, it's even more vital that your baby gets your immunities through the colostrum.
Who are you, the breastfeeding place?
Pass me my drink, I'm parched.
Is that sensible if it goes straight to the baby?
I'm just having a sip, Selina.
Beanie, pass me my coat.
Yeah.
Wait, we'll all leave together.
You haven't even touched your drink.
Oh, you have it. I'm on antibiotics.
Antibiotics? Have you got an infection?
It's only a tooth abscess, though, and I'm not likely to give it to the baby. Vinny, I'll just use your loo before I go.
I'm sure it's just there.
Oh, Jabeen, your sister's so prickly. I mean, I thought I'd made it up with her.
Samuel, she's desperate for a baby. Yeah, it's a big thing for her to come and see us, and then to listen to us lot being so casual about everything.
Yes, that risk for us going for.
Mm. I'd better get going as well. Mark's dropping Jade and Amber back.
Oh, Sonal, you've got your bloody mobile on. There's a big sign out there. It affects the machines.
Oh, damn. Where is it?
Sonal, switch it off.
If I could find it.
Here it is.
Oh, it's Dan calling from India.
Bloody jet set.
I'll be quick.
Right, I'm off.
Hello? I'll call you when you get home, Vinny.
Thanks.
See you all.
Bye-bye.
See you, Selina. Hope your tooth gets better.
We're visiting Vinny in the hospital. Yeah, she's here. I'm not asking her that. I don't believe this. Tula, my husband wants to know if you've put in his lottery numbers.
He's phoning all the way from India just for that. Tell him the whole idea of a syndicate is to share your winnings no matter whose numbers come up.
Don't you want to congratulate Vinny, Dan?
Shit his account. Look, tell him I went into labour before I finished his year end. I know it sounds unprofessional, but I've got a good excuse.
Vinny's saying something about your accounts.
Hello.
Oh, Massey.
Hello, Massey.
Yeah.
I can't hear you, Dan.
Where's
that junction in
there?
I'll have to talk to you tomorrow.
Tired, Massey. Bye. Here, Ali, can you take her for a minute?
Mummy, guess what? Guess.
Drinking champagne? When you should be having
Mama,
rest.
Mama, guess.
I'm not drunk, Massey.
Guess what Marcy bought me for the baby bingo?
Oh, you're going to kiss your little sister.
Shall I give you a clue?
Hey, congratulations, Ali. Yeah. There's a drop of champagne left.
Thank you.
Ali, you have the baby. Give me the baby.
Mama!
Quiet, in a minute.
See, Karan, beta? You are this small one. Look.
Don't want to. Mum!
So, Dad, can you still remember this space?
Sleepless night.
Did you never?
Should have had them close together like the rest of
us. Listen to me, Mummy!
Karan! Now look what you've done.
Mummy, about my new computer that Marcy bought me.
Oh, Marcy, you're spoiling him.
I hate you, Mummy. I hate you for this ugly baby.
Don't you ever slap your sister.
Right, give me the baby. She should be in her cot, not handled by so many people. There. Mr. Meridian, I'm sorry. I'm going to have to ask you all to leave. This is a neonatal unit, not a place for a family reunion.
I do apologize.
You were allocated this room so that your wife and baby could recover in peace. Not for all and sundry to come and have a party.
I'm terribly sorry. It won't happen again.
Mummy, do you have to do that every time?
It stinks!
Better than that disgusting aftershave your dad wears. It lingers for hours after he's gone.
We like the smell of Daddy.
Well, I don't. Come on, Jade and Amber. Are you going to sit there all night? Get upstairs, unpack your bags and bring your dirty clothes down. I want to put a wash on.
Bridget's already done it. And I ironed them.
What's she doing your laundry for? I'm your mum.
Dinner.
Is that what you two did at your dad's? Plonked yourself in front of the telly?
No.
So what did you do?
Nothing. Went shopping.
Oh, what did he get you this time?
Didn't buy anything. Just looked at wedding dresses.
Amber?
What for?
We're going to be bridesmaids.
What? Who's getting married?
Told you not to say anything.
Oh, it's me.
Jade, how many times have I told you not to hit your little sister?
She's a stupid cow.
What's going on?
Daddy's getting married.
Bloody hell, he doesn't hang about.
Distant front of us.
Amber, Mummy and Daddy are divorced. You know that. Daddy can kiss whoever he likes.
Bridget is his girlfriend.
Where did you get a boyfriend?
Oh, yeah. Why don't we go shopping for one, eh? What about Leonardo DiCaprio?
Mummy.
It's only a joke. Come on. No, I don't need to do your laundry. Let's all cuddle up in my bed and watch EastEnders. I'll video tonight's episode.
Yeah!
What do you think of the sculpture, darling?
It's a naked man.
It's an old Duff Hussein. You've no idea, Simeon, that this man is going to take London by storm when his exhibition opens.
Come on, Simeon.
His use of wood is quite exquisite, don't you think so?
I'm a barrister, not an architect.
He's on the verge of big things.
Re-ampuled.
I know the perfect client for this piece. Philip Darby. He's the man to appreciate this. And if I snap it up for him now, the value will skyrocket by the time the Goras discover him.
Salim, if I could do this by myself, I would. The consultant did say that it had to be done exactly the same time every day. Did you even register the buzzer?
I'm fully aware of what I have to do. We don't need a buzzer. Ufala, give me the injection. Let's get it over with. Come on.
One thing you have to do for me, and you make me feel as if it's too much to ask.
I'm sorry, darling. You know I'm needlephobic.
It's hurting me, not you. Why did you agree to it if you're squeamish? I would have got a nurse, but you insisted.
I don't want you to go through it alone.
Just do it.
Lie down. Try to relax. It'll hurt more if you're tense.
Put the damn thing in.
Deep breath. There. All done.
Till tomorrow, and the next day, and the next.
Why does this hormone have to be injected into the muscle? The injections last time were so much less painful.
Well, they didn't work, did they?
It was our first attempt. Dr. Faraday did say IVF can take a long time. Perhaps we should have waited a few months before trying again.
Well, there's no we about this. I'm the one with the ticking clock. I'm the one with the blocked fallopians. You could go and father 20,000 children tomorrow. I'm going to keep trying every cycle if I have to until I have a baby.
So cynical, Joe. Let's face it, you can't believe in anything unless you can touch it, see it, or prove it. And when our bed was facing the door, there was a lot of negative energy trapped in this room.
And thanks to Feng Shui, it's now free to fly out the window.
I don't care what you say. Our bed is now in a favourable aspect.
Oh, hocus pocus.
You dismissed acupuncture, but who cured your hay fever? Not your antihistamines.
I'm not against alternative medicine, but don't try to tell me miracles will happen because you rejigged the furniture.
Let's not spoil the moment. Fill me up.
Oh, happy to oblige.
Stop it, Joe. I meant the champagne. Oh, I love it. This is so decadent. In bed at 11 a.m, drinking champagne, having my body worshipped by a man.
Who you've been married to for almost 11 years.
And known for 17. God. No wonder I thought you were having an affair.
With a Canadian dyke, of all people.
I was stupid, wasn't I?
Well, there was a lot of negative energy trapped in your body.
I was frustrated. I was unemployed for ages. I felt ugly.
You were a miserable bitch, Jabine.
Hey, I'm happy now. I've written a book. It's been published.
Yeah, and I'm very proud of you. My working wife.
Don't patronise me. I've won £500.
That'll pay for one of your phone bills.
Forget it. Spent already. Taking the girlies out for dinner and their rainbow children for McDonald's. Come on, let's get up. We'll stroll up to the common and we'll go to Calazara for lunch.
What's the hurry?
I've got things to do. The girlies are cleaning Vinny's house this afternoon.
Why?
Well, she's coming home today with the baby. You'll have to pick up the girls from school.
You just reminded me why I never take a day off.
Oh,
I gotta go to the bathroom.
Thanks, Lord. It'll be the school nurse. Ali had a tummy ache this morning. Hello.
Jabine, sweetheart. Good news. They want to see you again for the Rushdie film.
Brilliant.
Yeah, they're coming back to me with a date for the screen test.
Excellent.
And there's something else, darling. You're going to say no, but I thought I'd run it by you. We've had a call from some obscure Asian cable outfit.
Was it Asian Cable Network?
Well, you've heard of them. Well, they want you to be a celebrity guest on a debate about mixed marriages.
When?
Tomorrow. Talk about short notice. The guy sounded terribly incompetent. He said something about your book. There's no payment, of course, but they've offered drinks and samosas. So I'll say no, yeah?
Actually, Chloe, ACN has a large international viewership. I mean, to a lot of people in the Asian community, it's more important than the BBC.
So what are you saying, that you want to do it?
Yes, I will.
Well, in that case, can I give them your number? Since there's no payment, sweetheart, you don't mind dealing with it directly?
No, I don't mind.
Oh, by the way, they've also invited your husband.
Oh, I'm sure Joe would love to take part.
Good. Bye for now.
Bye.
Who is that? What are you volunteering me for?
Chloe, we're going on a debate about mixed marriages for the Asian cable network.
You're not serious.
I am.
What? You've never had a good word to say about that channel. What did your fraternity of actors call it? Asian Cowboys Network?
Look, Joe, the community watch it.
So why are you always telling Massey to cancel her subscription? You can't answer that, can you?
Okay, I agree. They do churn out endless Bollywood films, but what mainstream channel is debating mixed marriages? At least they're doing something. I hate the way white people are so quick to dismiss something just because it's Asian.
But it's okay for you to denigrate it.
Yes, it's different. At least I know what I'm criticising. Chloe has no idea.
So we're going on the programme to spite your agent?
No. I want my community to see that mixed marriages work.
Well, far be it from me to let the community down.
Salim, I've already ordered a taxi to pick up your mother from the airport.
Oh, where's the panic, Johnny? It's only midday. I'll pick me up by 1:30. I'll be back well before 3. You're not due in theatre until 4 o'clock.
You might get caught in a traffic jam. The plane might be delayed. Why take the risk? Your mother's quite capable of reading her name on a placard.
You mean I can't let a stranger pick up my mother?
She's my aunt as well.
It's just not the done thing.
And I suppose it is the done thing to leave your wife at such a crucial stage.
Johnny, no one's leaving you. I'll be back in time. I promise.
There was a time when you always put me first.
All I'm trying to do is to carry on as normal, like Dr. Faraday said. What will Ami think if I'm not there? It would be different if you'd let me tell her.
No, I don't want anyone to know.
There you go.
Make up an excuse. A migraine, a tooth abscess. I do it all the time.
It's my mother.
Damn your Pakistani chivalry, Salim. I need you today.
And I am here for you.
Well, my follicles are ripe. The eggs will be taken out at 4 p.m. All you have to do is be there on time to provide the sperm.
Oh, and that's very easily done, isn't it? Jerking off in a clinical booth.
Oh, I'm sorry. You have such a hugely difficult task.
Johnny, don't talk like this. I'm involved in this as much as you are.
No, you're not. It's all happening to me. You have no idea what it's like having your body shut down and pumped up. Look at me. I'm bursting with hormones, swollen as if I was pregnant, but I'm not. I might never be.
Samina, stop it. We've got a chance. Try to stay positive.
I can't. I'm scared.
So am I. I want a child as much as you.
What if it doesn't work again?
Inshallah, it will.
I don't know how you put up with me.
Because you're my wife and I love you.
I even find myself barking at the girlies.
You're on an emotional roller coaster.
That's no excuse. I sounded like Jabin on the rampage.
And she doesn't need hormones. Come here. Poor Joe. I don't know how he copes.
My sister's on the up at the moment, so he's safe for a while.
Hey, she's normally at home, Anna?
Yeah.
We'll ask her to pick me up.
No, she'll want to know why we can't do it.
Hey, I thought you were the queen of excuses. Besides, Jabin can never say no to big sister.
I hope she's in.
Otherwise, the cab will be fine.
Don't answer that, Jabin.
It might be Sonal.
Jabin, you've just spent the last 20 minutes on the phone. Surely every little detail of Vinny's homecoming has been sorted out. I'm starving.
She doesn't know she's got to pick up the balloons.
Keep it short.
Sonal?
No, it's me.
Oh, are you coming to Vinny's?
No, what for?
Well, the baby's coming home today. Sonal was supposed to phone you.
That old excuse.
Well, she probably thought you were busy at work.
Well, I am. Look, Beanie, I need you to go to the airport.
When?
Now.
Right now?
Aunt Zuby's flight comes in at 1:30. Salim's at an auction. I'm busy in court.
Samina, Joe's got the day off. We were just on our way out for lunch.
In that case, I'll just send a cab to pick her up.
We can't do that.
What's the alternative?
I suppose I'll have to go. Give me her flight details.
PIA from Karachi. Heathrow Terminal 3. Will you take her to yours or drop her off at our flat?
Jabin, come on!
Oh, she'll be alone at your flat till you do get back. She might as well have dinner here. Why don't you and Salim join us as well?
If that's okay with you, we'll bring a takeaway.
Takeaway? Auntie Zuby will expect home food. I'll cook.
Thanks, Beanie. Bye.
Bye.
What's going on?
We'd better have a quick sandwich.
Why? What about our lunch?
I haven't got time. I'm going to the airport.
What?
Well, that was Sam. She wants me to pick up Auntie Zuby.
Why can't you ever say no?
Look, Auntie Zubi is my mother's sister.
She's also your sister's mother-in-law and her husband's mother. Why aren't either of them going?
You wouldn't understand.
Of course not.
Look, you'll have to pick up some halal meat and fresh coriander. Oh, and you'd better get rid of those empty booze bottles. Take them to the bottle bank.
I'm not mercenary like you, Sonal.
You've got to be.
I'm not interested in Mark's money.
No, you're being stupid. If not for yourself, think about Jade and Amber.
His stepsons will be living with him, Tula. You have to be careful.
I can't believe this. Oh, shrunk the bloody curtains.
Good. It's about time Vinny changed them. They're a relic. Take them down.
Oh, no, you can't. They are her mother's from Uganda.
Yes, that was 1971, Marcy. She was a refugee. This is 1998. She's a chartered accountant. She can afford new ones.
Not on the wages Dan pays her. Oh,
some things cannot be replaced, Sonal. This is her only memory of her parents.
Sorry, Marcy.
That Idi Amin and his men took their lives. These curtains are all that was left.
I suppose when you've lost people close to you, things take on a greater significance.
Shut up, Sonal. Marcy, don't worry. There's enough room. I'll take the hem down later. Has the baby got a name yet? I was trying to get a bloom made.
My suggestions all have been rejected. Too old-fashioned.
Well, go on, then. What's on your short list?
Fatty, Fool, Vanilla.
Fatty, Fool and Vanilla ice cream? No, Marcy, I don't think so.
No, what's wrong with them?
Marcy, they don't pass the playground test. Poor kid will be teased at school.
Well, I've got an It's a Girl balloon instead.
Lady Luck has finally visited Vinia, having a boy and a girl.
Girls are more expensive, isn't it, Tula? You have to start saving for their weddings, dowry, jewellery.
Surely not these days.
Our people haven't changed. You are the lucky one, Sonal. Mother of sons. You will just get and get.
Well, Tula could just get and get, Marcy. She's being a saint. She's entitled to half her husband's assets.
Don't start that again.
You see, Marcy? She doesn't listen. She's a stubborn Capricorn, the goat. Well, you trudge up that mountain all your life, Tula, you'll never get to the top.
Sonal, do you mind? I'm better off than a lot of people.
You're much worse off than when you were married. You stayed at home while he was amassing his fortune. Now look at you, doing my ironing to make a few pounds.
Well, at least you're doing your bit to support the underclass. So if you're buying a big issue.
It soon adds up, Sonal. I make samosas to sell. And look, it paid for the boy's computer, modem, internet, everything.
Tula doesn't need to work. Mark left her. He should pay.
He does.
For that measly house that you've settled for. He's got investments, a pension. You're entitled to half of all that.
We're not all money-minded like you, Sonal.
Well, at least my children's future is secure. If Dan never left me, no third party's offspring would benefit from my money.
Poor old Dan, he's out in India building your dad's empire while you're plotting to cut him out of the will.
It's only a contingency.
But of course your husband would never have an affair, would he?
Why did you girlies have to marry these outsiders? You can't even trust your own husband.
Marcy, I do trust my husband. He's on a business trip.
Agreed. Your Dan is a nice Indian boy.
It's the wives you want to watch. Sona might have an affair for all you know.
Tula.
Oh, no, no. Our girls don't behave like that. Where is it? Oh, Sonal, find that electronic pad of currents. I promised him I'll feed it.
Here it is, Marcy. Tula, let's get the shopping out of the car.
Yes, Maharani.
Oh, what is it?
Marcy!
I can't understand, Tula. Has he done a body?
Here comes the expert, he'll tell you.
Come on, Tula.
Look, Beta, I don't know which button to press. You do it.
Marcy, I've shown you so many times. Look, see, that's his bone. Then you press this. It's pipsqueak.
Pipsqueak for you, Beta, not for your old Marcy. I can't even see the pictures. The things they invent these days.
Look, it's happy now. It's smiling. If it bleeps again, take it for a walk.
How dare you say that in front of Marcy? I thought it was a girlie's secret.
Oh, calm down, Sonal. Never in a month of Sundays would Marcy think that a loyal Hindu wife like you could be bonking a stew.
It's all in the past, Tula. Dead and buried. I don't need it thrown in my face.
Oh, stop getting on your high horse. It was only a joke.
Karan! Karan, Beta. That's very naughty.
What did you do that for? That balloon was to welcome the new baby home.
Don't care.
I nearly got a ticket getting that.
Beta, she's your sister. You have to make her feel special.
She's ugly.
Stop being a brat, Karan. We did all this for you when you came home.
I had 10 balloons, didn't I, Marcy?
That was when your dad worked at BCCI. He could afford 10 balloons. I could only afford one, and now even that's blown away thanks to you little rascal.
Never mind. The baby won't notice.
Come on, let's get this show on the road. Karan, can you bring the mother care bag in?
No.
I'll do it.
Mossy, jealousy has to be nipped in the bud, otherwise he'll make Vinny's life hell.
Talk of the devil, here they come.
Karan, where are you going? The baby is here.
I'm gonna play on my computer.
Welcome home, Vinny.
Oh, thanks. It's good to be back.
Give us a plate.
She's a sweet.
Vinita,
scold
outside.
Yeah.
Oh, Vinita,
scold
outside. Give me the baby.
Yeah.
I'll take her in.
Okay, ask the ranger.
Sorry, Vinny, we're behind schedule. It was meant to be ready for you before you came.
Quick, look up.
Yeah.
It's that speck in the sky.
Yeah, yeah.
That's baby on Meridian's balloon.
Oh, thanks.
Who let go of it?
Who do you think?
Karan.
Karan.
Well, where is he?
Sulking upstairs.
I'm going to work for a couple of hours. I'll take him with me.
A short-term solution, Ali.
You're going out in a cabin when your wife just come home.
Hey, we need the money.
Yes?
Is everything all right, Mr. Aziz? And you've been in here a long time.
I'm sorry?
I don't want to pressurise you, but your wife's out of theatre and you've got 8 eggs.
8? That's good, isn't it?
More than anybody else today.
I suppose I better get on then.
Well, you stand a better chance of success if the eggs are fertilised quickly.
This isn't exactly the honeymoon suite at Claridge's.
I know, this isn't easy for you. Have you tried the magazines?
Strange selection. I noticed what car?
Oh, you'd be surprised what works for some people. Men and fast cars. I'll leave you to it.
In Girlies by Shaheen Khan and Sudha Butcher, Samina was played by Shakuntala Ramani, Jabeen by Shaheen Khan, Sonu by Sudha Butcher, Vinny by Bharti Patel, and Tula by Zita Sattar. Masi was played by Charuvala Choksi, Joe by Cal McChrystal, Ali by Bert Caesar, Celine by Shiv Grewal, and the nurse by Alice Arnold. Karan was played by Christopher Trenfield, Jade by Holly McGoldrick, and Amber by Lana McAdam. Girlies was directed at Pebble Mill by Christine Landon-Smith.